This is rubbing salt into our wounds. Wagner has been a comedian. He's an actor, director, and producer of movies, and people look up to him to give the true citizen of the country. Rarely he will make a direct political comment, but his comments are full of satire, and that hurts the military junta because he made some comments of the delay in meeting the cyclone effects from the military government, and also he gave a few comments with the foreign media about the role of military in assisting the cyclone victims. And that has angered them. Of course, Wagner was involved with previous protests, student protests against the military junta. For that, he's already served terms. He is in and out from the jail for over the years. And this last bit, he doesn't deserve it.
Approximately how many dissidents have been sentenced and what sort of crimes have they been found guilty of?
Wagner received, he already was sentenced for, I think, 45 years before. And recently, another 14 years were topped of him. So Wagner is going to serve 59 years of whatever life he's left of. And the other two, Zotetre, is serving 15 years. They topped up 5 more years, so he will be serving 19 years. He was another sports writer. And Tan Xiaong was another person who was helping with the cyclone relief. He's been topped up with 18 years. There are 20 student activists who were given 65 years each. Now, these activists are strong activists. They took part in the 88 protests against the military junta, so understandable, but even then, 65 years seem to be a very long time. Altogether, about 120 people have been hit by the recent spate of sentencing in Burma.
The crimes that they have been found guilty of are actually to do with speaking out against the junta. None of them are actually violent crimes?
No violent crimes at all. This is what they're blamed for. Disrespect for the government, disrespect for the court, and illegal assemblies. They have martial laws and people cannot assemble more than 5 people. None of them has been in violent crimes.
How will this impact other pro-democracy activists, and what message are they trying to send out?
They're trying to act from this position of power. See, they've got 100% of the government at the moment. And the National League and other ethnic groups have got no power at all. They are waving the flag to us and saying that if you want to take part in this election that's going to happen supposed to happen in 2010, you have a chance to win the election and you can have 25% of the government if you want, if you can win the party. And the military has got two arms of them. They got their political wing and they got their community wing when they have about 24 million members, they claim. They're all brainwashed people and they would not withstand any opposition.
In light of this, what do you make about this transition or this roadmap to democracy that they're talking about, or this disciplined democracy that they have spoken about?
It's not disciplined democracy, it's the military government. Even if they change their uniform, it's happened in Burma many times since 1963. The military takes power. After some, they have an election, they change their uniform, wear civilian clothes, and the same people govern the country again. In this new constitution, they're going to have these clauses where the general military attache, the secretary of the state, will be able to sack the government at any time. And those sort of clauses in the constitution does not go well very with the National League.
So you don't think it's a very legitimate transition at all to democracy?
Not at all. But we are afraid that some of the foreign countries are already telling us to take part in the election at least. The National League for Democracy is saying that we cannot take part in this election because the constitution is flawed.
And what will be the gain from not participating in the election?
That's a very good question. If we can't win, we have to join them. But we reluctantly not wanting to join. But the NLD government is weighing this one, where you go from here.
Is it a question of choosing an imperfect democratic government rather than no democratic government at all?
Yeah, you summed it up nicely. We've been lobbying the international opinion to impress on the military government to come to the table, to have a tripartite agreement with the NLD and ethnic groups. But the military government is refusing to come to the table at all.